Yes, let it be. The theme for this year, drawn directly from Luke chapter 1, verse 38, and Mary's prayer. Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. Mary has just heard this amazing plan, the plan for her to carry in her womb and give birth to none other than the Son of God, the Savior of the world. So often we think of Mary as this meek and mild woman rather than as this very human, I think somewhat feisty teenager. The Greek text here would better be translated, "Yes, bring it on." A kind of brash teenager. You know a few of those, don't we? Who thinks she can take on the world, pushing beyond any fears or doubts that she may have. Scholar Sarah Weir says in an article from the Leader magazine, Mary's response is nothing short of radical. She does not merely accept this plan, a plan so terrifying that its messenger finds need to warn her, be not afraid, but she prays for it. She wishes for it. Bring it on, God. And I wonder, is Mary just too young and naive, as teenagers often are, to know that birthing a child is painful and that raising a child is filled with joy and wonder and an equal or perhaps greater amount of sorrow and pain? Does she really know what she's saying when she declares, "Yes, let it be"? Did she know the phrase, "No pain, no gain"? Or for those who detest physical exercise, there is this version of it, "No pain, no pain." We'll be coming back to Mary in future weeks of Advent. But for today, we deal with other radical texts that have us once again scratching our heads and thinking hard about what it means for us to live into this theme of yes, let it be. The text that Ben read from Isaiah seems to be saying what we have here before us when he cries out, "Oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down. Fix us. Deal with this mess. Yes, let it be. For you are our Father. We are the clay. We are this lump that needs forming. Form us into a people that bring about the change that we long for," Isaiah seems to be saying, and writes in this time of national crisis, of distress and uncertainty, pain and dislocation. But as Isaiah discovers, there is no quick fix. There is much pain and seemingly little gain. As we enter then into the Advent season, we prepare our hearts and minds for the coming of Christ to come again to us in the midst of our dislocation and pain and questions. And then this year, this first Sunday of Advent, which marks the beginning of the church year, we are confronted with Mark's gospel. Mark's gospel, which has no birth story, no manger, no shepherds. And yet, Mark seems to have an interesting take, a kind of peculiar birth story. When Christ arrives among us, Mark seems to say, whether he comes at the beginning, as in Bethlehem, or at the end in the cataclysmic events that end Mark's gospel, Jesus shakes the world. And we are confronted with strange, ominous, apocalyptic images in this gospel of Mark, read for us today, about the sun and the moon growing dark, and the foundations of the earth being shaken, a little bit more dramatic than what we, any of us, may have felt on Thursday at 5 p.m. when our region was shaken by an earthquake. Surely meant to be taken here not as something scary, but as something of comfort and hope to a struggling, persecuted early church in the first century. Time and again in the history of the church, during its most difficult times, these words have been read as words of hope. They're words that say to us, hold on, watch, be ready. God is coming. God is coming to set things right. What the world needs is bigger than what the world has in its ability to solve its problems. So God is coming to set things right, to vindicate the suffering and the longing of those who look to God. Look up and take heart. Watch what God is about to do among you. Yes, let it be. But there is bad news for those pompous, self-important rulers who think they are in charge. Their yes, let it be is a hope that all will remain the same. Let it be as it is. They can continue, they hope, to dominate, to oppress, to gain wealth and more power. But Mary's declaration sides with the oppressed. And for them, there's the good news. Good news for all those struggling, suffering folks who are often the victims of the powerful earthly rulers. For them, yes, let it be, is a declaration of hope that things will change and soon be better for them. And so you have these different understandings of what it means to say, yes, let it be. And beyond, underneath all of that is, I think, this sub-theme with these Well, no, it doesn't come without pain and some suffering. being associated with this new thing. That birth and newness that Mark describes as historic and cosmic in scale is something that I bet all of us have experienced in our own lives.